And then just to finish off, looking at the role of child sexual abuse and depression in choosing immediate breast reconstruction. Now, this comes with all sorts of warnings and caveats, mainly because it involves very, very small numbers of patients. So I don't want you to go away and thinking this is a definitive piece of research. But it asks some interesting questions and reflects interestingly on the debate we had before lunch. Depression and anxiety are common during the 12 months after breast cancer diagnosis, as we've just seen. One reason, but probably not the main one necessarily, may be a changed body image. And at least partly, the aim of breast reconstruction is to restore morale by restoring body image.